This is August 25th, 2011, a meeting of the City Center Commercial Parking District. Derek Tocco, staff.
Frank Keltner.
Bill Bain.
And Jim Weir couldn't make it. So.
Shame on him.
Really, all I wanted to do is meet briefly to kind of get the ball rolling. Yep. Now that we have a budget in place. The city's actually been working pretty aggressively with Nye Beach, and we're just about done with some of their initial stuff. New time parking signs are in, and they're under a grace period right now down there. And
they did get them up, though.
Yep. Yeah, they just went up, and we're on a grace period through the month of September, and we've got the door hangers all done. They're being distributed, and the door hangers would be the... You know, basically the exemptions to, we did two flavors. I don't know, that might be an earlier draft, but.
Now, does the city actually issue this?
Yeah, we do. We have two flavors, one's for permanent residents and one's for, actually, I think it's the final one. One's for the guests of lodging associations. And so what we ended up doing is they'll come out of finance. We ended up sending a flyer out to, I just have a draft of it with some markup, but you'll get, so we basically sent a flyer out to all business owners, employees, and residents, and that basically said, hey, look, you know, we're making the time parking change, that there's a transition period. And then we identified a map of locations where they can park and not be subject to the time restrictions. So this went out to all property owners within the Nye Beach District. It went out to all businesses within the Nye Beach District. And we printed off a stack for the parking committee to hand deliver at their convenience between now and the end of the grace period. We pulled in our contract parking enforcement folks to walk them through the whole process so they know what was going on. And included a little map showing where all the new timed parking signs were installed and gave that to the parking enforcement folks as well. So they know where all the changes were made, and they know what the grace period is, and they know what these door hangers are.
And that's what they look like, that 3-hour?
Well, that just shows where they're located.
No, I mean that maps. The example down there, is that what
they... Yeah, that's what they look like.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's the process we went through. Pulled in Public Works to talk to the parking district about, you know, what needed to be done, and to hear directly from the parking district what their desires are in terms of, you know, is this the right location for the signs? You know, adjustments were made to sign locations based on that discussion. And so I'm just kind of throwing that out as it seems like that would be a reasonable process for us to take at City Center.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of. Well, you know, the interesting part is we only have a couple of areas that we recommended changing the hours, the number of hours of parking. And there was no overnight parking or something like that, or 8-hour parking in a couple of locations. But, you know, the 2 hours will stay 2 hours for the largest part, right?
Yeah. We just had that one.
There's that
you
one.
You shared
one.
That.
There's
man,
that, yeah.
That and woman who has COPD or whatever.
Yeah, and there's that one block, and there that's up there at the top of the hill, that apartment.
That's the apartment complex right up here, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the apartment is right there.
Okay, that's right.
This is the plumbing and Uptown Club and that kind of stuff, and then there's a couple little retail fronts right in here. But this is the operative thing, and we decided we wanted to keep 2 hours on that block for turnover for the commercials. So leave that, to leave it signed for 2 hours. But we wanted to provide for a residential permit for those people who mm-hmm. who would qualify for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am actually exploring stickers for the permanent residents on the Nye Beach side, because the door hanger is going to get old for folks, having to put it up, down, kind of like a handicap
thing. Well, yeah, it is, but it is important also that whether you do it this way or whether you do a sticker, that it goes to the vehicle that's registered to the person who
right.
lives there.
Right, and the way we have it set up now is finance is basically doing that check for us, so we're directing folks to come in.
Sure.
And our notice said, you know, please include, identification or bring identification with you when you come in.
Yeah.
The stickers, the only reason we haven't done the stickers so far is they cost a whole lot more, particularly for small numbers, and we're talking about puny numbers right here. I mean, the sticker bin folks want, you know, at least an order of 250 or something of that nature. We don't need anywhere near that. We can do these cheaply. These are easy.
And I think there's only going to be a very limited number of folks.
Maybe just do the door hangers then and see if that works.
I think so.
Okay, let's do the door hangers.
That'd be my desire.
How are they employed? I'm confused.
The door hangers?
Well, you hang them on the mirror.
On the mirror.
Oh, that's what you mean.
We'll just have to pick a different color for City Center.
Or even on the dashboard. I don't think. I mean, if you've decided it for Nye Beach, we should just go the same way.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we ought to be able to just invoke that and do it. You can do it administratively, right?
On the signs
mm-hmm.
changes?
No, I mean
this
kind of
thing.
Yeah,
that's totally administrative.
Yeah.
You guys have this. We don't have to take that back to City Council or anything.
No, because it's within the scope of the activities that were authorized for the City Center Parking District. So mm-hmm. you guys have the ability to do it
right.
as part of your parking district. So we're just helping administer it.
All three of us agreed that was what we needed to do, yeah. and that for that. For the people in that building, and it frankly doesn't matter which side of the street they park on,
right.
as far as I'm concerned.
If they're in that neighborhood, yeah.
If they're in that general neighborhood. The other thing, I sent that gal a little email last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she forwarded it on.
Oh, did she? Good. Okay. So basically what I said was that we had also identified curb, street, and sidewalk repair right there on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the degree whether that's gotten passed through to Public Works, to the streets folks or not yet, I have no idea.
It hasn't. But what I was hoping to do is that what we can do is we can set up a meeting a week or two out where I can have the Public Works folks join us.
Yeah.
And we can cover the program for sign changes.
Sign locations and changes.
And then we can cover the sidewalk repairs and just do it that way. And that ought to give them enough separation from what they've been doing with. That's the Nye Beach color.
So you'll have a different one for this, right?
Yeah, you guys have a preference?
No, it's just that I'm assuming this runs with the vehicle and not with the person.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of one and the same. Because
well, it does say vehicle license, and I don't know, my simple mind
here.
Says it should say vehicle license number. Don't
right.
ask me why, because vehicle license has a kind of an incomplete thought. You really mean the license plate number, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
License plate.
You don't mean the VIN or any other number that could be.
Vehicle license plate number.
So if you just said license plate number, I think it would solve anybody who is a little dim-witted.
Okay.
Frank would say that.
Well, we don't have any lodging issues here, so we can just deal with the permanent resident variety.
Yeah.
Because we'll go ahead and finance will fill that out when they hand them out for permanent residents. We have to rely on the lodging folks down on Nye Beach on this because they've
yeah,
got
but
a
we
stack
have,
of them. But you don't
we
have that, so we
don't have a
that.
Lodging situation in the
right.
city center.
yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. Could.
You know, I don't care what the color is.
I don't either.
we just told the parking enforcement folks, and we have a yellow one down at Bayfront, green at Nye Beach. We can do blue, orange, whatever you guys.
Red.
Red.
I like
red.
Orange, and I'll tell you
orange.
Why.
Okay.
Orange is more in the Art Deco mode than any other color that I can think of.
Hmm. I wouldn't even know how to respond.
Or a medium brown or something like that.
I'd ask Stefan if I thought that there was a...
Orange is nice because or red or anything. Something bright helps with the parking enforcement folks.
Let's do orange.
Okay. Fine by me.
Yeah, it's good with me.
Orange.
And they'll say, who the hell sent that? Sort of like the color they use to paint the Visual Arts Center. Who the hell did that? Everybody's got something.
Oh, I know.
All right, so I'll set up a meeting a couple weeks out, and hopefully Jim will be back by then, and we can talk specifically about with Public Works. I'll get Dave White and Mike Eastman, and we can talk specifically about signage. In the meantime, I'll pass on your email, and Mike will probably be able to work up a map. Maybe we can use that. Hopefully, he can then get out there, take a look, and see how many of those posts we can continue to use.
Right.
How many new
there
posts?
There may be some new posts required.
We budgeted for that.
Yes, we did.
So have you, that flyer thing?
Yeah.
Is that going to be done with our neighborhood as well?
Yep.
And where? What would be the timing of that?
Well, we'd want to get the flyer out before the new signs go up. And we'd want to have a coordination meeting with parking enforcement before the new signs go up.
And the
flyer is going to say they get a 30-day grace period. And what that means is parking enforcement, they'll
give them warnings.
They won't give them fines. And the notice will say when fines will start. So everybody has 30 days to get accustomed to the change.
Well, what I was thinking was if there was a possibility of doing some kind of interim simple flyer. It's been a long time since we first talked to these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the first thing they're going to get now is kind of the final, I think it would be nice to say, this is kind of how we're progressing, and you should expect on such and such a time, you know, that we will outline exactly what the procedures will be.
The following things are yet to be done. And we're making orderly progress in that.
But we are making progress, and that it is forthcoming. Nothing real complicated. Just sort of, it's just like this Debbie person. You know, I finally just sicked her on Derek because I said, "What was good is calling me?" I said, "Call Derek, and then he'll keep you posted on what we're doing." Well, we haven't had any similar communication go out to the businesses.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying it.
No. Well, I just thought it was. I thought it was worth giving her a little peace of mind and just give her my thoughts,
sure.
And that's what I did last night. So, I just thought, oh, shoot, she's getting herself all worked up here, anticipating the worst, and not solving a problem for her mom. And you know, hey, I understand that. Just tell her what direction I think we're headed.
I'm wondering if we do an interim flyer. We can do it to the whole city center district and maybe include some verbiage in there about the timing of the 9th and Herbert lot. We can talk a little bit about that. Or if we don't want to get into the 9th and Herbert, which is the big ticket item this next fiscal year for this district, and we just want to talk about the signage changes, then we can target that mailing to maybe a little bit more narrow group of likely affected people.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Especially all the people who are on that city center board.
Yeah.
At a minimum, because they can spread the word, but just so they feel connected, because we haven't talked to them, you know.
Except when we were out in the field and we talked to a few of them.
Okay. So interim flyer to city center businesses. So what I can do is I can bring that flyer to the meeting in a couple weeks, so you guys can buy off on the content before it goes out.
On a related question, but not related. Is there any progress being made on that public works feature that was slated to be built there?
I don't know. I'll have to check into that.
If you have
anything
to
park.
The park.
If you have anything to report on it.
All right.
From the city standpoint, I think. I know Pete is frustrated, but still, if the city has something to say, now's a good time. Because he's watching that park go up by the pack, and now they're going to do the sidewalk there under the bridge, and their
lots of stuff happening, and it's
their project seems to be ignored, and they feel a little bit, especially right now with the bridge celebration coming up, and attention being paid to city center and keeping it clean. And
were they still at loggerheads with the design and?
No, I thought that budgetarily they just come up with what they could do with the money they had, and then I thought it was just going to go.
Well, there was an argument about elevation.
Oh.
And I don't know whether they ever solved it or not.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check in with Public Works and see what's going on.
Yeah.
On the interim flyer, maybe then I'll just draft it up to talk about what's going to happen soon, which would be the time parking changes. Because the 9th and Herbert lot, you know, we still, you know, the 9th and Herbert lot is on the list of potential sites for electric vehicle charging.
Oh.
And there's four of them in our community. I think you got Walmart, you've got JC Market, and Fred Meyer, and then that location. We'll probably only get one charging station, but a decision on where that lands isn't going to happen for a few months. So we were thinking that we'd want to hold off on doing that seal coat on that parking lot and restripe until we know whether or not that charging station is going to land over there. Because if it does, it's going to impact how we stripe that lot.
And they will ditch.
They'd have to put some
power to it.
Right. They'd have to make some changes out there in terms of utilities.
Well, wouldn't it make sense that it be as close as possible to a new bathroom? Where you've got all
that makes a ton of sense. The drawback and the reason why there's a, you know, this is probably the lowest of the four. It's basically, I think it's a contingency that from the state's perspective is they want something that's 24 hours staffed. So they want to locate this on a lot where if somebody comes in late and is having difficulty with the station, they can go get somebody from
go
the adjacent
somebody.
Retail place to help them. So that's why I think Walmart is probably the most likely candidate.
Are they going to be 24?
Yeah, that's where they're going with their renovation.
24 hours?
Not to mention they're doing a power upgrade as part of their expansion.
Yeah.
So they might be best positioned. But the state hasn't made a decision yet. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's passed through federal money that they're managing for locating these types of stations. And so they've been contacting, you know, communities up and down the coast to figure out where the potential sites were.
Sure.
So that's what our thinking was, that maybe we ought to just go a little bit slow on that one to see how that plays out.
Yeah, sounds right to me.
But in the near term, we can get all the time parking changes done, and we can do the sidewalk patchwork. We can certainly do that. And now
I think Public Works actually did some sidewalk repair on Highway 101, on the where the pavers are.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody out there one day working on some of them, down in front of the school district, I think.
Hmm.
Well, what I can do is pass along your guys' comments in terms of what you identified on your walkthrough and then let Public Works go and see if they come up with anything else.
Right.
And maybe we can just talk about the combined list, because we did budget enough money to do just about any miscellaneous repair that we need to do if we're just talking about little pieces here and there.
Yeah, and that's really all we were talking about. John, sounds good.
All right, so what we have is a meeting in a couple weeks. And for agenda for that meeting, we're talking about a flyer, bringing a flyer in, interim flyer, to just say what, you know, what's going on.
I think Jim will be back, but I will say that I'm going to be gone from the 12th to the 27th of September.
Okay.
So if we can plan it to be before or after that, that would be...
Oh, so you're going here, this block?
Right.
So maybe we ought to shoot for the 8th or the 9th.
That's fine. And I know Jim will be back.
Yeah.
I want to give our Public Works folks a little lead time. But they should be, they're catching their breath now for what they've done in 9B.
Yeah, the 8th or 9th, either one would work for me. Just pick one.
Let's go 8.
Okay. 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Fairly certain I don't have any conflicts on that at this point.
I have one other thing which I don't think is related to our committee, but it was a question about. But on the corner of Herbert and 7th.
Okay.
I've observed on a number of occasions people not seeing that stop sign.
We're talking about
going
Herbert and 7th?
Herbert and 7th is right here.
Yeah, it's right in front of Pacific Plumbing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you're coming here, you can already see this traffic signal.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I've seen people not see that.
The stop sign.
The stop sign.
I've even run that stop sign for the same reason.
It
just doesn't stand out.
So either something in this painted on the street that alert, because I'm just afraid one day someone's going to get it from the side.
I totally agree with that. That's a good observation.
It's the only corner that I've ever noticed it in our in our neighborhood.
It was last week I drove through that stop sign. And I don't know why, because I know it's there.
You know, when I was on my trip just now, I noticed...
Talking about that corner right there?
Yes, the stop sign here.
The southwest corner.
It's coming up, it's coming down the hill.
Yeah.
Because you crest the hill right here. You come down the hill, and like Frank says, you can see the traffic signal down here. And there's a stop sign right there in front of Pacific Plumbing and the barber shop and the... Uptown.
Yeah. People,
the stop
they get
sign,
fixated
right? Yep,
on the
do.
Signal,
yep.
And then the stop sign doesn't seem to matter as much. And I noticed when I was on my trip that some communities they've got these new stop signs that have a little solar thing on top, and they respond to motion, and the stop sign starts emitting LED just so it gets a little bit of eye contact so that... Because they know that's a dangerous corner, so it's a little extra thing. So however you can get that, whether you paint it in the road or you come up with some other, but just something so we avoid having somebody get it there.
All right, we'll see if we can
have... That's a good observation.
Since we'll have Public Works at the next meeting, I can talk to them about it, and maybe we can hash that one out at that point in terms of a solution. I'll give them a chance to think of what they want to do.
And again, this is the apartment house, this one right here.
Right, so we're talking about a parking permit.
Whoever those
for anybody
people
who
are,
resides in Crestview,
if they reside there and they have a need, and that gets to be subjective, but I suppose what you're probably going to have to do is anybody that lives there is going to say, "Well, I need one," you know, and that's fine. But I want them to think it through. Want them to think.
Well, the interim note might address the fact that that's
coming,
being considered.
Well, I think we just need to make the decision and do it.
Yeah, I know we have said that, but I'm thinking, what do you say to the people in that interim letter? Do you say it's a fait accompli, or do you?
Well, I'd say so.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
this is a step that's been done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the way Night Beach worked, they talked to the Merchants Association in advance to let them know here's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And so that they could get any feedback from folks who might be concerned about it. But that's probably about all they did in terms of initial interim outreach.
And we talked to several people and told them that's what we were going to do. I mean, we told them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to come as a great shock to anybody, I don't think.
Hey, question
now,
for you.
Yeah, the question that I have, you go ahead with your question. And
I was contacted by the owners of that hydroponic shop there.
Yeah.
Wanting to do away with the loading zone over there so that their employees have a place to park, or their employee has a place to park. I don't, you know, see why a loading zone needs to be there on that street necessarily, because they said they don't use a loading zone for their business. It might just
be that came up on our walkthrough, and they seem to be kind of vestigial, i.e. they're there because of something that was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
A community college or a business or something. And I don't think the only people who really want there is I guess it's in front of the kite shop. Mm-hmm. And I think they mentioned something about the hours. I think it was in our report that
yes,
the hours seem to be maybe too long, or they should start earlier. I don't remember exactly, but that...
Whatever it is.
But yeah, I think that thing by the hydroponic shop is...
Sure, that can go away.
The other question they had was, why do we need to have timed parking over there? It's timed parking on both sides of the streets, and to be frank, the bank has its own parking, so I'm not sure that, you know, they have a whole lot of customers using the street parking anyway.
Well, when I do business at that bank, which is not often, but that's where I park.
Oh, in the street?
It's on the street, but...
Versus over here at their lot?
Well, I park on this street, not here, because that's a door and mirror loser.
Yeah, just gotta park
or
over
here.
There. Okay.
So I either park here or over
Does
there.
Does their note say anything about it?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think it has to have any time zone.
No, I don't either. I don't think that has to have any time zone to it.
It's not a real heavy traffic area.
No.
That's fine.
What would be wrong with just doing that?
Well, if we're doing all the time parking changes, might as well take care of that one.
Might as well.
Pull some signs out if we don't need them there.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
So that's...
Chris, you could always have signs that say, you know, parking courtesy of the city of Newport.
Which street is that?
This is Alder.
Alder, that's right.
Because this is the old city hall, Pig and Pancake.
Alder and 7th.
Mm-hmm. Between 7th, Alder on the...
7th and Herbert.
On the southwest side.
Well, wait a minute, 7th and the highway.
Alder on the southwest side between 7th and the highway.
But would your work include removing poles?
Sure. If we're going to go in there and do it, let's go ahead and make all the changes.
Doesn't that involve unnecessary
labor?
Labor? And what is it? Is it an unsightly question? Is it aesthetics?
No, they're all the new posts, I think.
Well, if we got the new posts over there, then we may be able to relocate those posts and... Mm-hmm. Save ourselves some money somewhere else where we're putting up new signs. Yeah. So we may have some cost savings there, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll add that to the list of things for Public Works to think about when they're putting their little sign plan together.
Okay.
Now, did Night Beach add anything more that identifies it than... has been adopted throughout the city, you know, where they have their unique street signage. That's pretty much the way it's handled, right?
We just did that wayfinding stuff, so the wayfinding signs are up down there. But
when do the wayfinding signs get put up here?
I don't know.
Are there
I know they
slated?
Were phasing it in. I thought something was slated for City Center.
Oh, yeah.
You mean that you've entered the district or something like they did at Night Beach?
Yeah.
No, the wayfinding was a whole different project.
Oh.
I mean, there is a Night Beach district wayfinding sign, but or this way to Night Beach and things of that nature. Each of the districts had these little kind of themes.
You mean like the Art Deco thing? Or am I missing the point?
Well, they're the blue signs with orange and white lettering, I think, is what they are for the most part. And it's a wayfinding. It was a common theme to help folks find their way around the various districts. And the issue had to do with funding, and so they got some of them up, like the Night Beach, but some of the others haven't been put up. And I'm not sure where Public Works is on their schedule for getting that stuff taken care of. But for their parking district stuff, I think it's like one beach access sign is about the only thing that we were going to be adding. Is one beach access sign.
I think there was one for on each direction of 101 identifying the parking lot at 9th and Herbert.
Oh, no, that's we budgeted that, definitely.
Somewhere in here.
Yeah, we should probably add those. We can go ahead and get those up, irrespective of whether or not we're surfacing the lot.
Yep.
That's right, good thought. And...
You know, one of the things that maybe you've observed, there are only two points on Highway 101 that could ever be claimed to be the crossroads of the city of Newport. And that's in front of this building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that to the west you're going.
Yeah, right there.
That's right here.
And to the east there, or at Herbert and 101. In other words...
There, yeah.
It points to all districts, South Beach, Nye Beach, Bayfront, Agate Beach, and City Center. So it's the crossroads of Newport, if you will. And I often wondered if that had ever been explored, because Newport is so spread out in the way that there you don't really think of a center. We call ourselves a city center. Mm-hmm. But only because, you know, it's sort of like a conceit. We know where we are, but is there truly a crossroads that could ever be employed that points.
What do you think about, like, some sort of community signage, or you get
posts? Well, like you were saying, wayfinding or something like that. I mean, if you got to that point,
I think that was intended in the wayfinding, but I don't know how detailed that got in that respect. I think that was, that notion was there, but I don't know if they were settled on a location. Yeah.
You know, and I realize you're always contending with ODOT because they have more rights than the city does, but in the sense that a true visitor comes to any point, and just about all of you, if you look carefully, everybody has tried to get permission to put a little sign somewhere, Nye Beach down here, you know, Agate Beach over here, you know, that. But the city itself has never publicly through signage, other than the unique street signs, that tells you where you are.
Right.
That helps. But in the sense that you're at the center of the city of Newport, there is nothing, you know, that is a center and points all of the neighborhoods. And I just brought that up because
No, that's a fair point.
I don't know how you would solve it because.
That could get big, too. A lot. That can be quite a bit of signage trying to trying to make that work. The closest thing we have right now is a discussion we were having with Walgreens up at that site right there at Highway 20 and 101 to share the use of their monument sign, and so that there would be a community panel that could be a slide-in type thing for, I don't know, activities at the Performing Arts Center or major events that are occurring in the community, and it could be something that the Chamber of Commerce manages in terms of so that Walgreens doesn't have to worry about having to go out there and maintain it and swap things out. And they're certainly open to it. It's kind of part of their, you know, we're part of the community theme. But they're still working on their design. They're trying to do it. They are trying to do a deco design there.
Great.
And get it sold with Walgreens Corporate. And that's taking some time.
I heard about that.
And as soon as they get something that's bought off by Walgreens Corporate, they'll send it over, and the monument sign is going to match whatever they come up with for the structure.
Perfect.
It's nice. I don't have, you know, it's a Walgreens, and I don't expect Walgreens to allow something to be too unique or too much of a deviation from corporate. But if it includes some degree of deco stuff, that'd be kind of neat.
I've seen some nice ones in Florida.
Walgreens?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think there's a good possibility. It's great. Have you vacated first?
Well, it's been agreed upon to vacate it. The ordinance has been adopted. The vacation of first is contingent upon issuance of certificate of occupancy on the Walgreens.
Okay.
So we hooked that up, tied it up real tight. So they got 2 years to get the project done. And if they don't get the project done in 2 years... Yeah, then they got to return the right of way to more or less its present condition, and so that was our fail-safe.
Cool.
They're confident they can make the 2-year time frame. I mean, that was, you know, something they were quite confident with. We expect to see plans sometime next month for building, you know, permitting purposes, and so I think they want to have it all said and done so that they can occupy late March, so they could build over the winter.
Very good.
But, okay, so I have basically a flyer to bring back for your review on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I have Public Works to get invited to that meeting. And if for some reason we have difficulty getting Public Works there, I mean, we'll just via email sort out what the alternative meeting date would be. So that they can kind of go over a signage plan. That'll give Mike enough time to mock up something that shows where the sign changes are going to occur.
You bet.
And then at that meeting we can also talk about the what needs to be done in terms of interim small repairs, safety repairs, and go from there.
My question.
Parking.
That I'm holding
tickets.
Up. When does the parking enforcement start in earnest in the city center? Not until we get a bunch of stuff done? Is that going to, or are they going to start doing that right now?
Are they not doing it right now? I know there was that long-standing moratorium deal with the police department, and I thought the police chief was pulling that.
That's the essence of my question.
Yeah.
And what it really drives is this thing here.
Is it going to, is that
if they're going to start issuing tickets or warnings, we need to take care of this piece right up ahead of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing I know that's going to be raised is they're going to be business owners who will ask to have a permit.
Here's the point, though. This is a residential permit.
I know.
Okay. And we clearly agreed that we wanted to leave the 2 hours on that side of the street for the whole block for turnover, for commercial turnover. And that's the whole point of any of that stuff, is you're trying to figure out where is the commercial activity, and therefore, where does the turnover need to occur?
Exactly. I mean, I'm not sympathetic because...
No, I understand.
You know, what's the point of filling all the spaces with business that have permits in their windows? So.
Well, okay, and you get down to specifics. What's your neighbor going to do?
Yeah, exactly. So I think we have to be pretty strict about it.
Well, at this meeting in 2 weeks, we can at least, you know, get a sense of what the schedule is going to look like for installation of the signs, and I can have an answer from the police department as to what they're doing right now enforcement-wise. What I'm hearing you say is if they're not doing any enforcement right now, probably best to hold off on starting anything until we get this process in place.
At least until you can get that issued.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. If you confirm that the moratorium is still held, then it should be in that flyer. So that they're, we give them one more reason to pay attention.
Okay, yeah, that's right. What's going on?
And you know which neighbor I'm talking about. Patrick.
Exactly. That's exactly who I was thinking.
He's parked in front of his shop for as long as I've been here.
Yep. It's like,
almost.
Like just... putting his nose up in the air and
yep,
that's it.
And that's going to be a bone of contention. But you know, I don't know. Maybe, and it's not our business. But I guess it is sort of. But it's not our business. But have you reached an accommodation on the amount of money that Patrick owes?
Nope,
not yet. And he's the only one.
That's what we're struggling with. That's why I'm not super anxious to dive into that. I know we need to deal with it. Don't get me wrong, but well, so it's coming out. It's hard to come up with a fair way to deal with it.
Does he know he's a bone of contention?
He knows that we need to deal with that, but he hasn't pushed it either.
Has there a letter been written?
No, there has not been. He was part and parcel of the conversation of putting the district together, and as part of that, he was at the table, you know, when we were talking about the changes and what it meant, and that it meant that, you know, we're going to have to deal with the payment in lieu. But I haven't followed up with him on that. My sense is what I'd like to do is just I need to go and see how much did he actually pay.
I think he did pay something,
and I'd like to see what he actually paid, and then see.
Now I will say this: I don't know if there's any handicap involved, but he does move slow, and so technically, I could see a situation where if someone like Debbie's mother, you know, where there it is a hardship, because you know it is an uphill walk from the parking lot,
no question about
to
it.
His shop, and no I don't know anything about his health. I just know that he's not very quick on his feet.
I don't think he's well.
Yeah, that's my gathering. So I figure well,
there may be for this point forward there may be some way to accommodate. Some kind of a permit or something.
I think we should just go to him and say, well, I don't know. Anyway, the point being, if it could be projected to the rest of the world that he is an exception because of a physical disability, then the subject's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The only time it's going to come up anymore is if
someone else
has crutches or wheelchair or. But at do least we, that gives us a diplomatic and
do
graceful.
Do we identify that as a handicapped spot?
We could. I mean, well, he just has to know ahead of time.
Well,
and agree
yeah,
with
but
the,
I mean,
the
truth of the matter is, if somebody comes along and parks in front of his store where he normally parks, he didn't have any.
Oh, he doesn't have any prior rights.
He has no prior right to it. So right. I'm just saying, if we handled it with a handicap space, if that is in truth the case.
Oh, that's a good point.
But how does that handicap space still subject to time limits?
Maybe not. Maybe you say the handicap space is not subject to a time limit.
On the sign.
But they
proper.
Have to have a permit.
But right. He'd have to have a permit.
And I don't know if he does.
I don't know if he does either, and I don't know if he can get one. So I don't think he's well, but I don't know how far that goes. I don't know what. We don't have enough information.
Yeah.
To make that call at this point. This is all supposition. And,
yeah.
And that has but nothing to do with anything about the PILT, but right. or the payment in lieu of.
But so. If at any point.
My thought was, if he's paid a substantial amount of payment in lieu up to the point, you know, where he stopped paying, that given it's the only property in City Center that's been doing that, we ought to seriously consider just going ahead and waiving the balance that may have been due to the city. I got to talk to Jim Voltberg about it.
I think you have to do that. I know you have to do that.
But if at any point you would like to have Bill or myself go and talk to him, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
But I need to know what the strategy is.
Right. I mean, it's certainly not to put the guy out of business.
No.
You know, by, you know, hitting him up with... Because I suspect the bill's pretty... I mean, the bill on this is pretty big in terms of what hadn't been paid.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was over 10 the last time I knew anything about it.
I don't think he's making any money. I think that the business is basically keeps him alive. He's got some
Maybe.
Place to go.
Maybe.
You know.
He's got a place to go, and I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, certainly in the travel business, we wound up in that circumstance. Hadn't been for my fairly robust appraisal income at that period of time. I was paying all the rent. I didn't need that space. I was paying all the rent for about the last 18 months that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the rent.
And now, he owns that building, doesn't he?
Who? Pat?
Pat?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway.
Well, anything else we need to cover?
No,
should do it.
Okay, well then I will go back and...
Actually, there's one other thing totally mm-hmm. unrelated.
All right.
But apropos of that point about an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, ever since they changed the that extension of Third that goes up to the Sylvia Beach.
No, over there.
There's still people who go the wrong way when they're coming from that end. They, in other words, I've myself been prevented from moving forward because someone was trying to, they thought they could come out that way.
I actually caught a contract meter reader for Central Lincoln coming down that street the wrong way one day.
Yeah, and people coming out of the Sylvia Beach Hotel parking area, the one that's on the north side of their building, people coming out of that Visual Arts Center. Now, there is a do not enter sign, but it doesn't seem to deter some people. And it gets pretty crazy because the way the parking is now,
yeah,
you know, it is difficult.
That was a way to increase the number of spaces was to make that a one-way slot.
Right, but the one-way signage isn't seeming to work.
The one-way signage...
Well, it works fine from this end, but, you know, from the corner of Coast and Third.
Mm-hmm.
But coming...
Back out.
Coming back out. Somebody yeah. parked at Visual Arts, somebody's yeah. at Sylvia Beach, yeah. and they're saying, oh, I can just go back down.
Zip yeah. down that street. Well,
down street.
Well, there's nobody coming.
So I'm saying crashed. That it doesn't have to be an expensive solution. You know, Mike Eastman can just go out there and put some really bold white lines that the eye says, oh, I'm not supposed to go past that, and then it'll look up and it'll be more seeing the do not enter. But right now I
there
see
may
people.
Be there may be some additional signage necessary too. It wouldn't be complex or difficult at all.
No,
be very
no,
simple.
Not at all.
Be very simple.
It's only two places that I've noticed in the city where people have confronted each other.
We have so few. I mean, we almost don't have any one-ways anywhere.
Right, yeah.
And so that's the other problem, is that it is so out of character with everything else that we do. Now, the loop down there is one way.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's,
that
you
seems
know,
to work
in a block.
Well, even if on the pavement there were arrows forcing
only.
Going against the driver that's trying to go that way,
mm-hmm.
and they can't, they, oh, okay, yeah, I've got to go this way. Whatever you can do to.
All right, I'll mention it to public.
Another good observation.
It is mostly frustration for the people who end up having to back up for those people or stop what they're doing. Okay, thank
All right.
you, sir.
Yep, thank you.